This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we take a look at the profile of Asma bint Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anha. Well, the name itself indicates to us that she was the daughter of the great and the greatest companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anha. She was elder than the famous daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, Aisha radiallahu anha. Asma was elder. She was born 27 years before Hijrah. And her mother was different to the mother of Aisha radiallahu anha. But her father was obviously the same. Her mother's name was Qatila. And her mother and father married before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received Nubuwa. And Asma was born when Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was only 21 years old. So she was born before Abu Bakr radiallahu anh became a Muslim. But after Abu Bakr radiallahu anh became a Muslim, her mother refused to accept Islam, and that led to tension, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu divorced her mother, Qatila. And much later, in Madinatul Munawwara, her mother came to visit her one day, and she was very skeptical as to whether she could socialize with her mother. She sought permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave her permission, even though her mother was a non-Muslim. And later on, Asma radiallahu anha managed to convince her mother, and Qatila also became a Muslim. Asma radiallahu anha herself became a Muslim due to the influence and the teachings of her father Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha. She played a big part when it came to the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose her father Abu Bakr to be his companion for this very dangerous but this very important and epic journey at the same time. She was the one who used to on a daily basis carry the food very secretly and in a very clandestine manner. Imagine how intelligent and how wise she needed to be in order to smuggle food to the cave of Thawr, where her father Abu Bakr radiallahu anh and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were hiding, whilst the entire Makkah was looking for them. There was a bounty on their head. She would deliver to them daily fresh food. And she knew that they were about to set off on this journey. She knew the secret, and she was able to keep the secret. Actually, on one occasion, Abu Jahl, he came to the house. He was looking for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tried to force the information out of her. He actually gave her a very hard smack. But as young as she was at that time, she did not succumb, and she did not allow the pressure to get to her. She received the name, or the title, if you like, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Dhatun Nitaqin. A nitaq is a girdle. It's a belt that's worn or was worn by women in those days around the waist. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had stayed now in the cave for a few days, and they decided it was time to move on, and they had to undertake the journey, she brought for them the patkos, if we can call it that. She brought for them the food. And when she brought the food, she had it in kind of a leather bag, but she didn't have anything with which to tie the mouth of the leather bag. So she took her waist belt, and she ripped it into two, and then she tied the knot on the mouth of the leather bag. And that's when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her the title. Not only did he give her the title, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that in place of one belt, she was going to get two in Jannah. Meaning that because of this sacrifice of hers, and because of her playing such a critical role at such a vital time, at such a sensitive time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would reward her with Jannah. After her father and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left, and after they went to Madinatul Munawwara, they went on the journey, Abu Quhafa, who was the father of Abu Bakr, who was blind, he was very worried that his son has gone, and who's going to look after the family. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, by that time, had spent everything that he possessed in the cause of Islam. Whatever little he left now at the end, that was what he spent on the journey of Hijrah, and then on the purchasing of the land where Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is situated in position today. And when Abu Quhafa came to the house and he started to question Asma out of alarm, that, you know, I've heard that your father has left absolutely nothing. How are we going to survive? This was a very astute young lady. What she did is, because she knew he was blind, she put into the container that would normally, you know, carry the wealth, or the gold coins, or the dirhams, or the dinars, she took pebbles that were the same size of the dinars, and she put it there, and she spread a cloth over it, and then she put his hand over the cloth. Told him, no, see here, there's enough money. He left enough money for us. And in this particular way, she was able to pacify her grandfather Abu Quhafa, who at that time was very old, who at that time was worried that his son Abu Bakr radiallahu an had left, and that his son was perhaps leaving them in a situation where they didn't have enough finance. And the reality was Abu Bakr radiallahu an made tawakkul. There was a need at that time, and the need was that they needed to go for hijrah, and he was not going to leave the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the lurch. So Asma radiallahu anha played a very prominent role in Islamic history even before the hijrah. As you can see, taking the food to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and her father Abu Bakr radiallahu an playing a part in as far as the actual journey of hijrah was concerned. And then she also played a big part in as far as her arrival in Medina. When she came to Quba, when she herself now made hijrah, when she came to Quba, she gave birth to a son. And that son became a very famous personality in the annals of Islamic history. His name was Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu an. She was married, Asma was married to the great Sahabi, one of the Ashara Mubashara, Zubair radiallahu an, Zubair bin Awam radiallahu an. And her son Abdullah was born in Quba. And there was a great degree of excitement at the time when Abdullah was born. The reason for the excitement, inshallah, we will discuss in our next episode of Sahaba Profiles. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid, until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.